Chapter 4. A band biography is distributed by post, with years of birth, spelling of names, and countries of origin intentionally fabricated in hopes of ameliorating a poor prospect for success, an overall lack of familiarity with the business of music, and a band with members too young to play in establishments that serve spirits. Kaufman & Kaufman Productions, 156 Mill Street, Grass Valley, California, 95945. For release, June 22, 1981. Motley Crue is the commercial hard rock band the 80s have been screaming for. In just a few months, Motley Crue has become the hottest group in Southern California. Motley Crue has set all-time attendance records at the Troubadour in Hollywood and has sold out the Country Club and the Whiskey A Go-Go. Motley Crue is one of the few acts to play the Roxy Theater without major record company support. Motley Crue will soon release their debut album on their own label, Leather Records. They provide an outstanding live show which excites, stimulates, and moves the audience. Motley Crue is as exciting to watch as they are to listen to. Motley Crue is four gifted artists doing what they do best, making timeless music. Nikki Sixx, on bass guitar and vocals at 22, has made a lasting impression on the Hollywood scene with his former group, London. Nikki is an exceptional songwriter, heavily influenced by The Sweet and Cheap Trick, and is the inspiration behind much of Motley Crue's music. Mick Mars, at 25, may be Newfoundland's greatest claim to fame. Mick's unique emotional guitar playing combines a fast sound with great showmanship. Mick assists on vocals, and his songwriting ability is a perfect blend with Nicky's. Together, they create most of what is Motley Crue. Tommy Lee, age 21 on drums, is high energy personified. When Tommy picks up a stick, no one sits still. Whether he's playing sticks, drums, cymbals, gongs, cowbells, or wood blocks, Tommy's ability and showmanship are unequaled. He is another important component, uniquely contributing to Motley Crue. Vince Neil, fair-haired, 21, lead vocalist and writer, will have the girls' hearts throbbing. Vince commands the stage and his every move is watched intensely. Vince's unique styling and versatile range were influenced by John Lennon and Robin Zander. He is the final piece creating the band Motley Crue. When Nikki, Mick, Tommy, and Vince came together, the magic was instantaneous and Motley Crue was born. The creative genius of these four performers has brought forth a new music that will not soon be forgotten. Their music and showmanship are a new driving force in rock. The themes which run through their songs involve the audience in a musical reality of day-to-day living, expressing joys and tragedies to which today's youth can relate. Motley Crue is what the youth of the 80s have been waiting for, the sound to move to, the words that speak, and the looks that heroes are made of. Motley Crue is not a rebellion, but a revolution in rock. A return to the hard-driving sound of the Beatles, re-energized for the 80s. For booking information and interview requests, please call Kaufman & Kaufman Productions, 916-273-9554.